Tech with Toby on a Monday night. Toby Shapshak is the publisher of Stuff Magazine. And Toby Shapshak, just having a look at the gadgets that you have outlined for us this evening. You've got, I think, two cell phones for us, a Lamborghini and a new bank. A quick assessment of the bank, if you would.
Well, Bank Zero, I have to say, Bruce, is a very impressive operation. And I mean, I'm sure you got an early account as well. A lot of journalists did. And I have to say, it's very slick. It's very clean. The sign-up process took me maybe 5 minutes. I had to download the app because it was pre-trial. I had to do it through a test flight service that app offers. But very slick, very easy. I mean, it must have taken me 5 minutes to open an account, agree to a whole bunch of things, take a bunch of selfies, look over my shoulder. I've become accustomed to signing up for bank accounts this way. I did it with Capitec and I signed up with Discovery Bank, albeit I'm already a Discovery member, so they had all my data preloaded. But very slick. And of course, the reason everybody's so excited about Bank Zero is not just that the fees are zero, but that celebrity banker turned investment venture capitalist, Michael Jordan, is there. And I know he winces every time I call him a celebrity banker, but it's just phenomenal, isn't it? How many bankers secretly, become celebrities and have massive secretly, Twitter followers?
I think he likes it secretly. I do. Now listen, cell phones, the Samsung Fold 3 and the Samsung Flip 3. These folding phones freak me out. The flip phones are comforting because they were amongst the first to come out. Which is your favorite?
Yes. Well, it's hard to say. Look, I'm a little bit out of my price range at the moment, and probably most people's. They're really quite expensive. The Fold 3 is 38,000 Rand. And what's amazing about this, and just stop for a second, don't get fixated on the price, Bruce. Think about what the technology will do. And remember that all technology starts as high end, you know, premium products. And, you know, as volume and the laws of supply and demand take off, they become more mass market. So the Fold 3 is the third generation of Samsung's Fold device. It has a 6.2-inch screen on the front, and then it opens up to 7.6. I might have got my points slightly wrong. But what's fantastic is, I don't know about you, Bruce, but I read on my phone. I don't have any social media apps apart from Twitter, which I only look at 3 times a day because I set a reminder. But I also, I find that I read more and more. I read books, I read newspapers, I watch videos, I look at clips. And I just find that this Fold 3 is like, I'm a closet Fold, Samsung Galaxy Fold user. If you go from a normal size phone that fits into your pocket, it's a little bit thicker, but it is, they've nailed the engineering, Bruce. The hinge is amazing. The folding screen, I mean, I still does my head in that we have a screen that folds. I mean, think about where we'll be in 5 years' time with this kind of technology. So I'm a big fan of it. Apparently, it gets open and closed 200,000 times, which is probably about as often as my son plays with my phone in a day. and really interesting. So, and then the Flip 3 is another interesting form factor. And I'm interested in the different, you know, explorations of what we can do with our smartphones. And this one is, it's kind of like a flip phone, as you remember, except it folds out to a 6.7-inch, I think, screen. It's 22,000 Rand. But I just love the idea of this because it's small and it's compact and it fits in your pocket. And I really am like a believer, your phone's got to fit in your front jeans pocket because, you know, your back pocket gets stolen. But, and this is the phone. And then you flip it open and you have, you know, a normal size. I mean, I love the way we call a over 6-inch phone a normal size screen. But that's the way phones have become. So I'm very excited by the technology. Every time I talk about it, people go, but it's so expensive. And I go, wait, you know. I mean, for instance, we spoke 3-4 weeks ago about the Samsung A32 mid-range phone. I think it was about 5,000 Rand as a device. It's got a 40-megapixel selfie camera. It's got, remember, we were amazed at the features of what's a mid-market phone because that's how it happens, you know. It is really interesting how this technology gets rolled down to the rest of us.
We've got 30 seconds to reflect on the Lamborghini Countach with those beautiful gull-wing doors.
Please, how? Bruce, Countach.
Lamborghini. Was,
I'm not a car person, but this is the only car I ever loved. And maybe because I saw it in Cannonball Run, but they've made a new one. I didn't see a price tag, but they only said they're making 12 of them, and it's still got those beautiful gull wing doors. But it's a hybrid, so it's electric as well as petrol. And just like the beautiful car from the 80s, you know, if I don't aspire to own one of these kind of supercars, but, you know, the Countach was, you know, the love of my childhood life.
Countach. Okay, fine. Told off by Toby Shapshak, the publisher at Stuff Magazine. Tech with Toby on a Monday night. It's beautiful. Go and have a look at the Countach.